For you personally, for you personally, I mean, your game has picked up also in this last four or five games.
Well, I'm just trying to, you know, help this team win any way I can, and the biggest way that I can do that is to block defensive ends. So I'm just trying to do that every week.
I was going to ask you if losing two starters galvanized you guys emotionally as an offensive line in terms of either if it was expressed among you guys, we have to raise our game, or even unsaid.
No, I think that we come to work every day and do the exact same thing that we've been doing since OTAs, and that's trying to you know, run the ball and protect the passer. I wish I could give you some kind of crazy, you know, just aha moment, but there's really nothing.
When you guys hit its low point, which I guess would have been at Tampa, not a good loss, and the scandal was mushrooming, everything going on, swirling. Who or what held things together?
Well, the team held things together. You know, we're a pretty tight knit group, and we have high expectations of ourselves. Even if at the time not a lot of people thought that we would do much, but we just continue to come to work every day. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is that you come to work with the attitude that you're going to improve and you're going to try to win a football game. And that's what these guys have done every day since I've been here.
You've got a coach who's a poker face, pretty stoic guy. Mm-hmm. Was that sort of personality an asset in that situation to sort of steer you through that?
Sure. No, he's done a wonderful job.
How do you mean that?
He's just... goes about his business every day, prepares to win the football game like he does every week. There's not a lot of change, not a lot of peaks and valleys with him, just steady every day.
Not a lot of drama.
No.
Which in that situation you didn't, because there was plenty of that already, right?
I mean, we all have a job to do, regardless of what's going on off the football field. You know? And that was his focus for us, and we... You know, obviously agreed that that's what we needed to do, and so that's just what we did.
How are you guys approaching Sunday's game? You think back to the first meeting with New England up there. You guys were dominating them in the first half. But we all know what happened.
Well, they're a good football team, and their record reflects that. So obviously we're going to have to play well to get a win. At no point in the game will we feel like things are wrapped up until, you know, there's no more time on the clock, because they've had some really, really impressive comebacks late in games all year throughout the season. So obviously, we have to play a complete game, and that's what I anticipate us doing. If we come out with a win, I'll even say, well, we played a complete game, because that's what it's going to take.
Tyson, as a competitor, how much do you guys enjoy the fact, you know, the last three games of the season mean so much, all division games, and you guys need all of them? It's kind of like almost a playoff starts for you guys right now.
Well, you want to be the beginning of the season. Everybody, you know, has goals, and the postseason is a goal for every team, and you have to be relevant in December to get there. And so we're in a position where we are relevant, and we need to win in order to remain that way.